Terminating a tenancy is a delicate process that must be executed in accordance with the law to protect the rights of both landlords and tenants. In this guide, we will explore the various lawful methods of terminating a tenancy as outlined in the relevant legal provisions of the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022. The foundation of any termination is adherence to the law or the terms stipulated in the tenancy agreement. It is crucial to understand and follow the legal framework established by the Act governing landlord-tenant relationships. Termination by agreement. Termination by mutual agreement is a collaborative and flexible approach, offering both landlords and tenants the freedom to part ways amicably. It involves a clear and explicit agreement, emphasizing the importance of specifying the mutually accepted date on which the tenant will gracefully vacate the premises. This transparent communication ensures that both parties are on the same page, promoting a smooth and hassle-free transition in the termination process. Termination by vacation with consent of landlord. In the realm of tenancy, an agreeable exit strategy emerges when a tenant willingly vacates the premises with the landlord's consent. Once this consent is granted, its binding nature becomes absolute, neither party can retract it. The communication of this understanding may take various forms, be it a straightforward conversation or a documented agreement. This provision emphasizes the significance of mutual understanding and underscores the commitment sealed between landlord and tenant when opting for an amicable parting of ways. Termination for specified time or event. When dealing with a fixed-term tenancy, the termination is straightforward and it happens on the pre-specified date. On the other hand, if the lease is contingent on a specific event, the termination kicks in when that event unfolds or concludes. In either scenario, swift action is key. The tenant is expected to promptly vacate the premises, ensuring a smooth transition in accordance with the terms of the agreement. Termination after notice. It's crucial to play by the rules when it comes to termination notices. The law lays down specific notice periods for weekly, monthly, and yearly tenancies, ensuring a fair process for both landlords and tenants. While parties are free to agree on extended notice periods, any attempt to shorten the stipulated notice periods is considered invalid under the Act. This ensures that everyone has ample time to prepare for the transition, fostering a balanced and respectful landlord-tenant relationship. Termination by abandonment. Abandonment, a scenario where a tenant permanently leaves the rented space without officially ending the tenancy, triggers a series of steps for the landlord. If the landlord reasonably believes the property has been abandoned, they are required to issue a 14-day notice to the tenant, seeking clarification. Should the tenant fail to respond in a satisfactory manner within this period, the tenancy is officially terminated, allowing the landlord to take necessary actions to regain possession of the property. This process ensures a fair opportunity for the tenant to address any concerns before the tenancy concludes. Termination upon death of sole tenant. When a sole tenant passes away, the termination process unfolds swiftly, culminating within 28 days of notice or a mutually agreed upon date. In cases where providing notice proves challenging, landlords have the option to seek a court order for termination, ensuring a fair and legally sound resolution to conclude the tenancy. This sensitive matter is handled with a blend of compassion and adherence to the legal framework, allowing for a smooth transition during a difficult time. Challenging termination in court. In the realm of tenancy termination, both tenants and landlords wield the power to contest decisions in a court of law. Should either party believe the termination to be unwarranted, they can bring their case before the judicial authority. In the event that the court deems the termination unjust, it holds the authority to mandate the reinstatement of the tenancy or, alternatively, award damages as a fair and just remedy. This legal recourse serves as a safeguard, ensuring that the termination process remains equitable and in adherence to the established legal framework. Termination notice not affected by certain factors. Even if a landlord accepts overdue rent or compensation for the use of the property after serving a termination notice, it doesn't alter the fact that the notice remains valid. It's like getting a parking ticket, paying it later doesn't erase the violation. The landlord's decision to receive payments post-notice doesn't impact the termination process, maintaining the legal standing of the initial notice served. Refusal by tenant to vacate premises. In the event that a tenant neglects to vacate the premises within the specified timeframe outlined in the termination notice, the landlord is empowered to reclaim possession of the property. This process is facilitated in collaboration with local council officials and law enforcement to ensure a lawful and orderly repossession of the premises. This provision serves as a last resort, allowing landlords to regain control of their property when all other attempts to resolve the situation amicably have been exhausted. Access the complete text of the Landlord and Tenant Act of 2022 by clicking here. Conclusion: understanding the lawful methods of terminating a tenancy is crucial for both landlords and tenants. By adhering to the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022 and the terms of the tenancy agreement, disputes can be minimized, and the rights of both parties can be protected. Should conflicts arise, the legal system provides a recourse for resolution, ensuring a fair and just process for all involved.